Exclusive, Representative Jody Isay. Cartels control every inch two of the border. By Robert Krajicek on June 25, 2021. The cartels literally control every inch two of the border. Right now, Representative Jody Isay, RGA. On Friday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlow. Author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. The current conditions on the U.S.-Mexico border are an out-of-control chaos situation being controlled entirely by the cartels, Isay stated. He then contrasted the border security under former President Donald Trump with the situation under President Joe Biden. Isay remarked, "Under Trump, we had agreements with Mexico and with other countries in Central America that were working. I personally was down there. I've been down to the border now, in all nine sectors. I've been down under three administrations, Obama, Trump, and Biden, and I've seen the difference across the board." Under Trump, the Mexican National Guard was unbelievably successful and helpful in preventing and slowing down the work of cartels on the border, he added. Biden removed those agreements with Mexico and other countries. "You open our borders, you stop the building of the wall, and you get exactly what we have right now." Isay assessed, "What's happening on the border is horrendous. 6 months ago, this administration was handed a secure border. We had the lowest numbers across the board that we've had in decades from drug trafficking, human trafficking, illegal aliens coming into our country, on and on and on. The wall was being built. Our ports of entry were being able to accomplish the task that they are given to do." Isay said the metrics for evaluating border insecurity were record-breaking. He remarked, "We've had approximately 500,000 new illegal aliens come into our country. We have had enough fentanyl to kill every American four times over. We have had human traffickers, terrorists, criminals flooding across our border." The Biden administration is turning a blind eye to an obvious crisis of their own making on the southern border, Isay added. "The status of the border is a catastrophic problem that the White House 100% have brought upon themselves," he added. "One of the primary responsibilities of our federal government is national security and to defend our borders," he remarked. "This administration has actually implemented policies that undermine the rule of law. And so not only are they not abiding by existing law, they are undermining the laws that exist and harming our agents who are on the border." He continued, "Border agents are experiencing extremely low morale. Not to mention an enormous increase in personal threats to their lives and their families and making it virtually impossible for them to do the job that they do." Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.